Welcome back. I know that's not the words of the song, but that's just where I'm at today. Welcome back to the Slay Challenge. This is day 10, and I'm just getting ready to jump right into the message today because you know me, I always have a lot to say. So today's message is simply to follow your path. Follow your path to find your passion, your purpose, your power, and your plan. Sometimes following your path is just a matter of opening your eyes and realizing that you are already on it. Wherever you are right now is the perfect place to be to rebirth the vision of your life. It's perfect, I'm telling you. So envision, if you will, a labyrinth, one of your own creation. While walking your path, your labyrinth, it can seem as though you're walking a maze, but that's not the case. See, a maze is really tricky because it's designed that way. You go in circles, you hit some wrong turns here and there, and hopefully, eventually, you figure out how to get out of it. But a labyrinth only has one way in and one way out. And the way in is the way out. Or the way out is the way in. I guess it depends on how you look at that. But simply put, the only way to do it, the only way to live, the only way to slay, the only way to rebirth is to go through it. And if we can begin to look at things in that way, then we know that we are always on the right path. Even when we make mistakes, even when we do stupid stuff, even when chaos and disorder and all hell breaks loose in our lives, it's all part of our journey. So what does all this have to do with your vision and your rebirth? Once you realize that you are already on your own sacred path, and it's all sacred, your rebirthing is sacred, your vision is sacred, living this life, slaying is sacred. And once you realize that you're already on this sacred path, it gets easier to unleash the goddess within you and revel in the sacredness of self-love. And when you realize that you're already on this path, you just know that there is nothing that you cannot say, do, think, be, or have. So what do you want? What do you want to say? What do you want to do? What do you want to think? What do you want to be? What do you want to have? Follow your path to find it. Follow your path to find your passion, your purpose, your power, and your plan. Let's pull that apart a little bit and let's just look at your passion. Let's think about the passion that you have within you. What makes your heart sing? What is that thing that stirred within you when you did it or when you experienced it? Is there something that shook you up in a good way or that stirred something within you and you just can't let go of it? It's kind of always been a part of you. It's just been that thing. Is there something from your past that stirred you to the point where you couldn't stop focusing on it or you couldn't stop thinking about it? You couldn't let go of it? And it fills you, or it filled you with like this unspeakable joy. What is that? I'm gonna leave it with that question. So we're moving on to the quote of the day. You are on the path exactly where you are meant to be right now. And from here, you can only go forward, shaping your life story into a magnificent tale of triumph, of healing, of courage, of beauty, of wisdom, of power, of dignity, and of love. Caroline Adams. Affirmation. I will follow my path to find my passion, my purpose, my power, and my plan. And now, the task of the day is simply to look back, think back, take some time, go through the inner spaces of your mind, and think about all of the things that gave you or give you that burning desire, that good feeling, that knowingness that there's something about, quote unquote, this thing that resonates with you so deeply, you just can't really explain it. But it does something for you. It makes you feel good. It makes you happy. It gives you that unspeakable joy. If you can, make a list of those things that come up. There may be stories or memories attached to that feeling. So after you create your list, no matter how small, and see what feelings come up, I want you to think back again. And I want you to look for all of the times that you've had that feeling. And look for the resounding theme. What is the theme that keeps coming up for you time and time again? Then finish this sentence if you can. I realize now that I have always had a passion for. Okay, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, that's day 10, y'all. All right, I think we're working it out. I think we're getting there. Go out and make this world beautiful, and I will see you here again tomorrow. Much love. Mwah.